This year's conference's theme is a march towards resilient prosperity. And my area of work, which is disaster risk reduction, is an absolutely key element towards the march, towards the SIDS march towards resilient prosperity, because SIDS are disproportionately affected by disasters. If you look at mortality rate, it's twice in SIDS compared to rest of the world. If you look at economic losses as a proportion of SIDS GDP, it's many times over. You know, there are examples where in a single disaster, a SIDS country has lost 2/3 of its GDP. So it's really important that we work with SIDS. While meeting their development aspirations, we also help them build resilience to impacts of disasters and climate change.
Do you think that SIDS themselves are thinking long-term enough about the issue of disaster risk? Because obviously it's one of those slightly intangible things that you perhaps aren't really aware of it until it happens to you, but that it's been happening more and more, hasn't it, at an alarming rate for small island states the world over?
Yes, absolutely. I think in terms of thinking, SIDS have always been ahead of the curve. Some of the first discussions on how climate change adaptation and disaster risk reduction efforts could be brought together have taken place in SIDS. They know what needs to be done in terms of strengthening their early warning systems. They know what needs to be done in terms of assessing risk and improving their land use planning. But the problem is that there are gaps. There are gaps in availability of resources, financial resources, technical resources, human resources, to actually meet these objectives, to actually implement the plans that have been prepared.
So how can those be filled, those gaps?
So this can be filled by basically in three ways. One is there has to be maximization of the work that has been done elsewhere. For example, if in a country like India, a common alerting protocol technology has been developed for dissemination of early warning systems, SIDS do not have to reinvent it. We have to facilitate that technology transfer. Many of those things are easily transferable. If Indonesia has developed an app-based, localized risk assessment system, we don't have to reinvent that here in SIDS. We can use the same platform, feed it with new data, and have that system available here as well. So I think that transferring what is already available, adapting it to the needs of SIDS is one thing. The second thing that needs to happen is really regional integration. One of the key challenges with SIDS is we don't have scale. We don't have scale to attract
that small countries, islands small often very countries. Spread out.
But yeah. If all SIDS work together, you know, it suddenly becomes very attractive. It becomes more efficient. You get economies of scale. So that is the second thing. And the third, of course, is the world has to step up in supporting the SIDS. I think and it has to be not as an expression of generosity, but as an expression of responsibility.
Does that come in a form of money, or is it more than that? Are there many ways in which countries can actually help to boost SIDS resilience?
There are many ways. One is, of course, resources. One is technical capacity. One is supporting SIDS in building their capacity. You know, one of the key challenges SIDS face is that some of their most qualified people migrate to other geographies and serve those geographies. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, migration when managed well is a very good thing, but it also means that we have to continually invest in building capacities within SIDS. So I think if there could be some systematic long-term approach to building, retaining capacity within SIDS, that would be a great thing to do as well. So it's not just money, it's money, technical capacity, technical input, but also support for building capacities here in the SIDS.
So as far as this conference this week goes, are you encouraged by what you've heard, or are you perhaps a little bit more concerned?
I think it's a combination of both. On one hand, I'm quite impressed and I would say even touched by the global solidarity. For SIDS, I think the world has really come together. The participation has been great. There is a tremendous amount of goodwill, concern, deep engagement with SIDS. But at the same time, what we are getting here from Abbas, the Antigua and Barbuda agenda for the SIDS is just a first step. I want to see the goods for its implementation.
Everyone seems to be saying that the kind of byword is there needs to be action, not more talking.
Exactly. Words into action.